بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله.
Answering it down some questions and questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Allah who is Ar-Rahman.
Allah
who is Al-Mannan.
La ilaha illallah.
Please send us your emails through our email, which is englishradio@irib.ir.
So, Sheikh Rahimi, today we'll continue our discussion regarding the will of God and its role in the crimes in Gaza. Is it Allah's will or free will of the people? According to what you say, it is not God's will. God has given the people free will, and the Zionists, based on the free will, are doing such ethnic cleansing, we can say, in ethnic cleansing in Gaza. So now the major question is that, does Satan have control over our free will, and what is the role of causality in here?
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. As I mentioned in the previous session, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has some, let's say, traditions, sunnahs, principles to run this world. One of them is free will, and we somehow prove that this world is a much better place with free will than with predestination.
All
so
right.
If we are going to have free will, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not going to remove free will, is not going to take this will from the people. Every person is given free will, and they are going to do their actions based on their choice. And of course, then on the day of judgment, there would be reward and punishment.
All right.
And of course, there is a role for the Satan. I mean, when it comes to our free will, we choose because of, different factors. I mean, different factors have influence on our choice. One of them is the temptations by the desires and also by the Satan.
All right.
But at the end of the day, there is no force by the Satan.
Okay.
As he himself mentioned on the Day of Judgment, that I did not force them.
Uh-huh.
I just invited them, and they accepted my invitation.
So as if there is no predestination by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on doing good things or doing bad things.
Yeah.
From the Satan side is so, isn't it?
Exactly.
But Satan also does temptations. Okay,
yeah.
That's it. Okay.
So having said that, I go to the second principle,
yes,
which is also very important. And as I mentioned, if we understand these principles, we can answer many other questions. And that is the concept of causality.
Causality.
The fact
right.
that everything in this world is working based on cause and effect principle.
All right.
And there are verses and narrations referring to that. For example, chapter Rome, verse 41. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. ظهر الفساد في البر والبحر بما كسبت أيدي الناس. Corruption has appeared in land and sea because of the doings of the people's hands. So the cause is there, the effect is there. Chapter Ra'd, verse 11. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِقَوْمٍ حَتَّى يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِأَنفُسِهِمْ. Indeed, Allah does not change a people's lot unless they change what is in their souls. So, as I mentioned in the previous session, although the Zionist regime, they are doing that based on free will, based on causality, but the Muslims are also able to do something based on these principles.
All right.
The Muslim leaders, the Muslim nations,
okay,
if they act upon their obligations, for sure we would have not seen such a crimes to be committed by Zionist regime.
You mean the silence that some of
exactly.
them, silence complicity we call it, that's right.
Yeah,
they are accomplices in being silent in the crimes in Gaza. That's why.
Yeah, let's remember the famous statement by Imam Khomeini, rahmatullahi alayhi, that if each Muslim just pour a glass of water mm-hmm. on, Zionist regime, then they would have been disappeared.
Fade away, that's right. Okay.
And also, Imam Ali alayhi salam says, وَكُلُّ قَائِمٍ فِي سِوَاهُمْ مَعْلُونَ. And Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says, أَبَلَّهُ أَنْ يَجْرِ الْأَشَاءَ. And this is a very interesting narration. أَبَلَّهُ أَنْ يَجْرِ الْأَشْجَاءَ إِلَّا بِأَسْبَابٍ. Allah is going to run this world based on cause and effect. فَجَعَلَ لِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ سَبَبًا. Allah has made for every effect a cause. Now, again, I repeat the question. Is this world a better place with causality or without causality?
Mm-hmm.
Imagine there is no causality. I mean, the whole system would collapse. For example, you eat food, but you do not get satiated. You do not get filled.
Yes.
Or you are thirsty, but if you drink water, still you are thirsty because okay. there is no cause and effect. So the point is that cause and effect should work. Otherwise, there is no science at all. I mean, medicine, everything is based on cause and effect. If you are able to discover the reasons for illnesses, it is because of cause and effect, and so on and so forth.
That's
so,
right.
I mean, a world without cause and effect is not a place to live.
That's right.
I mean, you are hungry, but you are not sure if you eat, you will be full.
Okay.
Because there is no cause and effect.
And you as human being, through human agency, are responsible for the causes, isn't it?
Yeah.
You mean you cause something to be good or evil. So at the end of the day, the effects are directly the fruits of your actions as the cause. Mm. Now the major question is that, does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have control over the relation between the two? Can He change it or not? For example, a specific cause might have a specific effect, but does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have control over this
aliyah? That's the point.
Okay.
My point is that this world is designed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to act based on cause and effect.
Uh-huh.
So if there is fire, it's going to burn. If there is a knife, it's going to cut. There are just very few cases as exceptions, as miracles, like in the case of Ibrahim alayhi salam, when he was put into the fire, it was turned to a garden. Or when Ibrahim alayhi salam was about to slaughter Ismail, I mean, the knife didn't work. So these are just very few exceptions. But generally speaking, cause and effect are going to work, and this is the will of God. So the army of Yazid is going to kill Imam Hussein alayhi salam, the cause is there, the sword is there, and it is going to work, and Imam Hussein alayhi salam is martyred.
All right.
If the Zionist regime, they are using the cause, that is their weapons,
all right,
whatever they have, then the result, the effect is that the martyrdom of 70,000 innocent people.
Okay.
So my point is that this is the will of God, that this world should work based on two principles, free will and cause and effect. Mm-hmm. Now, having said that, and as I mentioned, we need to pay attention to these two principles. In many cases, we can, analyze theological discussions through these two. For example, sometimes we are told that why we have disabled newborn children.
Uh-huh.
Again, answering this, we need to remember free will, cause and effect.
Okay.
And of course, Allah will make it up for the people who have no role in such negative consequences.
All right.
Or for example, why some of our prayers are not answered by God, cause and effect. So it can be helpful in answering many theological discussions. Now, having said that, I go and come back to the main question. So for the people of Gaza, first of all, I mean, there is the issue of cause and effect and free will. Second of all, when it comes to such events, we cannot and we should not evaluate them only based on the current condition and situation. Remember, before Moses alayhi salam was born, Pharaoh used to, kill so many innocent
yes.
children.
Yes.
And there are very sad stories like burning the pregnant women and their children in the hot water, and
that's
so on
right.
and so forth. So maybe a person at that time would say, so where is God? But the point is that we should not just look at one spot in the history.
Mm-hmm.
Later, the same Musa is born, although so many crimes were performed by Pharaoh. But later, the very prophet Musa alayhi salam is able to guide the children of Israel, and through his guidance, they pass through the river, and the army of Pharaoh are drowned in the sea. And now, who is remembered as a good person? Moses.
Yes.
All the people talk negatively about Pharaoh. So this is another point that we should not just look at this spot in the history. Yes, on Muharram, the 10th of Muharram, 61 after Hijra, the Imam of the Shia, the Imam of all Muslims, is brutally killed by Yazid and so many of his companions and family members, and they are taken as captives.
Mm-hmm.
So at that spot, this is a very heinous crime and very difficult to tolerate. But in the long term, you see that there are so many fruits, positive results of that, uprising of Imam Hussein alayhi salam.
That's right.
And nowadays, millions of people across the world remember Imam Hussein alayhi salam and his virtues, go to visit him, but where is Yazid and those people?
So you mean that the crimes, the heinous crimes that are taking place in Gaza and Palestine, of course, right now that we are talking, I think peace negotiation is signed and maybe there is no attack, but there are still so many crippled, people over there living because of the crimes of the Israel. Now, the question is that, so many years from now, there would be a big lesson
That's
in this
point.
Spot of the history.
That's the point.
And at that time, the people will say, why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala directly does not interfere in, for example, stopping the Zionists from killing?
There are so many examples like this in the history of humanity. I mean, Jesus alayhi salam, for many years, he was under the persecution of the Jews. Noah alayhi salam, for hundreds of years, he invited the people. But later, we saw the results. Our prophet, remember what the companions of the prophet went through in the city of Mecca. Remember, the parents of Ammar Yasser. Yasser and Sumayya,
yes.
How brutally they were killed. So at that spot in the history, some people would say that, would argue, would object that, so where is God? But 10 years later, the prophet is able to establish a government. And this is the beginning of a new civilization in the whole history of mankind.
That's right.
I talked about the tragedy of Karbala and the everlasting positive results of that. So my point is that, when it comes to such crimes, again, we should not be stopped in one point in the history.
All right.
We need to broaden our picture and wait for, good days coming for the people of Palestine as well.
That's right.
So
we can say that causality in this way is a custom of Allah, isn't it?
Yeah, and the tradition of
God. And the tradition of Sunnah.
And the last one that I would like to share is that, as I mentioned, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to give time to the unjust people,
yes.
To the oppressors.
All right.
He's not going to, for example, kill them as soon as they commit a crime. Otherwise, there is no free will anymore. Imagine. Any person who commits a crime, as I mentioned in the previous session, he is killed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the next day, all the people would act righteously.
All right.
But there is no value in that because they are not going to do that based on their free will anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So Allah's tradition is to give some time, some respite to the oppressors. And sometimes there is another sunnah, another tradition based on the notebook of Quran verses. It is called Istidraj.
Yes.
I ask the listeners to search about this word, Istidraj.
Yes. Yes.
Sometimes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving some time to the oppressors and they think that it is good for them.
And but some reality, facilities.
Yeah, but they are increasing their wrong actions.
We can roughly translate into English as the gradual downfall.
Yeah,
that's
yeah,
right.
Very good translation.
Gradual downfall, yeah, in terms of the facilities.
And the final point is that, as I mentioned, we should not limit our perspective to one spot in the history. We
All
should
right.
not also limit our perspective into this world.
Mm-hmm.
We need to know that there is another world. For the people who are innocently killed, for sure there is a very great destiny waiting for them in the hereafter.
That's right.
And as I have explained in many other sessions, every suffering in this world will be made up and rewarded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala much more, so that every person wishes for their life in this world to be full of disasters
That's
and
right.
hardships. So for the innocent people who are martyred innocently, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward them. And of course, for unjust people, for the oppressors,
okay.
either they are punished in this world, and of course, the main punishment is waiting for them in the hereafter.
That's right. So respecting and operating within the system of the causes is absolutely accepted in Islam,
yeah.
while believing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the main causer of the causes, okay?
Sure.
I mean, sometimes in terms of the bad things, we put the responsibility on the shoulder of Allah and the good things on our shoulder. Yeah, okay, and this is not true. Okay, yeah. That's not true. Thank you, Masha Karimi, for a nice elaboration regarding this concept. May Allah save the people of Palestine and save the people of Gaza. And may Allah save the people who, we can say, are passing really harsh life now in Gaza. The people who are getting back to their homeland, they have no homes. Rubbles is over there, wreckage is over there, and they are really tolerating
and
a difficult
may Allah
life.
Awaken the whole Muslim, all Inshallah. The Muslim and the humanity Inshallah. As a whole.
Thank you very much, Sheikh Karimi.
My pleasure.
And thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. To another episode, God bless you all. Fi amanallah.
Inna fil jannati nahran min labani Ali wa Husayn wa Hasan. لعلي وحسين وحسان إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسان لعلي وحسين وحسان كل من كان محبا لهم كل من كان محبا لهم يدخل الجنة من غير حزن يدخل الجنة من غير حزن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن